and Liverpool podcast, bringing you news, views, and reviews. Brought to you by DeafNet Media and ArtInLiverpool.com. Presented by Neil Morin and Ian Jackson.
Hello, and on this week's Art in Liverpool podcast, we bring you...
Three festivals.
Organic cherry.
To infinity and beyond.
I wanted that one. All coming up on this week's Art in Liverpool podcast. Okay, news this week. News, Ian, we're both travelling forward in time at a steady, constant rate. But more of that later. So, what's in the news this week?
Just hot off the press, actually, has been a press release from, maybe it's at the Culture Company, but it's not that now, it's something else, Culture Liverpool. We're giving brief details of some of the cultural offerings for the year, and it's they keep stressing the free festivals. That's free, F-R-E-E, uppercase, bold, free, cultural events, festivals, etc. And so, obviously, it includes festivals that we already have every year, such as Matthew Street and Hub and things like that, Lordmer's Parade. But there's all kinds of other things as well. The free things obviously include exhibitions, because they're nearly always free. So there's some good ones coming up. There's Reinventing Colour at the Tate. That includes stuff by Andy Warhol and Damien Hirst. What else? New Radicals at the Walker, from Sickert to Freud. There's more stuff at the Biennial doing things, even though it's not the actual Biennial this year. That's next year, but the Biennial themselves, they're always doing stuff. There'll be a thing in the autumn.
That's Urbanism 09, isn't it? That's Paul Kelly, who works there?
Urbanism 09, yes, it's the thing that they're working on it now, and it's up in the Leeds-Liverpool Canal in the north end of town. Something going on there, and they've got artists creating things and going on barges and stuff like that. But I haven't seen it yet. Sounds interesting. What else? Also at the Walker, the Rise of Women Artists. That's towards the end of the year. And also all kinds of things. The Hub, we mentioned before, but they've extended it to make it a week. The Matthew Street Festival, remember they started a fringe thing last year? Well, there's always a fringe, but they're more of an organised fringe, more things going on in the pubs and clubs. And that's to be expanded, they say.
So all these are free festivals, then, Ian?
Yes, they're free festivals.
So who's paying for them, then?
Ah, yes. The taxpayer, I suppose.
But, Ian, that's a really cynical point of view to take, because, okay, the taxpayer may well invest the money in the festival, but then, you know, more money comes into the city from the tourists, the visitors. It's generated for the local economy by all these activities taking place. And I'm looking forward to some of these. You know, the Hub Life, Hub Night, that should be really good.
Yeah, that's right. No doubt there'll be massive figures being announced later in the year about how many people have been to the town and how much they spent on beers in the pubs, in the fringe festivals and so on. And yeah, so it's all good for the city, and it's well worth our taxpayers' money, I think.
And I think so too. Now, also, that's massive. That's quite... over 100 free events, festivals, etc. That's quite fantastic. It's good to see that Liverpool is going from strength to strength. Now, moving on in the news, tell us, how's the Liverpool Art Prize going?
It's going very well, yes. Yeah, I've had lots of good feedback. Quite a few visitors going along and voting. So, yeah, we just want more people to go and vote before the 21st of April. Well, the announcement's on the 22nd, so you've got till the 21st to vote for your favourites, and yeah, it's looking good.
So the 22nd of April, remind me what day that is. Is that a weekend or is it midweek?
That's Wednesday, yeah, midweek. There's no football matches on, honest.
Oh, did it clash last year with a football match?
No, because it was a Sunday last time. But yeah, but we checked all the fixture lists before we settled on the date. I think there's a European game the week before, I think.
Okay, well, that's the news this week. And if you haven't been down yet, get down to the Liverpool Art Prize. Round up of the week. Rounding up the week. Ian, what's been going on last week? What have you been to last week? What are you going to? And then we'll move on to what's going on this week.
It was a relatively quiet week last week. We went to the Cornerstone to see Jason Jones' solo exhibition. It's really, really good. He's, you know, he's a really class artist, Jason. And as we explained last week, there are figurative works of himself in various places around in his house, I think, or his flat, whatever.
And he wanders around with no clothes on all day.
It seems like it, yes, yeah. Even when opening the fridge, which must be. There's a really good picture of him, you know, stooped down in front of the fridge with with the door open and no clothes on.
That's not an image which I want to particularly see. When's that show on till?
Oh, sorry, I can't remember. I've got the dates here, but it's where are we now? It'll be late April, I think. So yeah, there's a few weeks to go and see it.
See Jason Jones bending down naked in the fridge. Okay. What else have you been up to this week?
Also, there was Royal Standards exhibition Pretty Deep Inside Your Head, which was okay. we were in a rush. We didn't spend much time. There was a lot of installation works. I'm just trying to remember. There was, various different things.
Various different things, pretty deep inside your head at the Royal Standard. Now, also, you've rounding up the week. We are travelling in time today because we're travelling forward in time and then coming backwards again. Tell us about We Play, which launches tomorrow, today.
this is something that's to do with the London 2012 Olympic Games and Paralympic Games. And
The word that you're struggling to get there is the Cultural Olympiad. The most important element, never mind the sport, what's going on the cultural side?
Yes, this is the interesting, the Cultural Olympiad, definitely. I mean, the actual Olympics Games is only, 3 weeks of running around a track, etc. But the Cultural Olympiad is starting from now right up to the Olympics and beyond. So that they've invested loads of money, how much, I can't remember, inviting artists to come up with all kinds of schemes, and there's this thing called We Play, which is Northwest organisations. I think it's Fact, Corner, House and Folly, based in Lancaster. All the sort of digital new media people doing something for the Northwest, and we'll find more details this week.
I'll correct you. I would do, because I know a bit more. We Play, that's the kind of the name of the programme. Fact, Corner, House and Folly are involved in and Abandon Normal Devices. And then there's Lakes Alive, and there's also New Cultural Journeys. So there's three major projects taking place across the Northwest that we know of at the moment. So Lakes Alive, strangely, is going to be in Cumbria, and New Cultural Journeys, that name might change, but that's going to be in Lancashire, and that's being run by Blackpool City Council, or Blackpool Council. I don't think they like being called City Council or Borough Council. And that's due to launch tomorrow at the Manchester Velodrome, which would be highly exciting, with lots of activities and lots of performers all activising and performing. So it should be really good. And this is kind of just to kick it off. And there'll be a whole pile of stuff going on after that. And if you're interested in getting involved, then you can go to the, I think it's Be Inspired. Go to the www.beinspired.com. NW Be Inspired, as in Northwest Beinspired.com. So it sounds really good.
Yeah, we're all being inspired. That's good. I'm inspired.
I'm having to work on it. And I'm inspired.
Yeah, in fact, we're even hoping to go to Manchester early in the morning to see the launch. Yeah, we're really excited about it.
Yeah, well, it's not that far from Manchester Oxford Road train station, and the journey's so quick these days. So get yourself along. And more information will be available on the artinliverpool.com website as and when Ian gets back to blog about it. So that's
Roundup of the Week.
Okay, this week, Ian, let's just say, you know, you and I are quite passionate about podcasting kind of routine. We do this for the love of it, don't we?
Yeah, definitely, yeah.
We don't get paid for it. You know, we do put a bit of work in.
That's right, yes.
Okay, I just wanted you to know that before we carry on. But this week, This week, although, well, this week is actually going to be the last week for a while because...
We're out of the office for a couple of weeks.
Where are you going, guys?
We're going to Japan. We're going to see the cherry blossom, or sit under the cherry blossom trees and drink sake.
I'm so jealous. I'm so, so jealous. Well, you know, it just means I'll have to be going out and about and doing reviews and things like that.
I should say we won't just be drinking sake. We'll be catching up on family and friends over there as well, of course. And yes, so we're leaving you in charge of the podcast, and for which you don't get paid, and just do it for love, which I'm sure you'll carry on while we're away.
Yeah, they'll be highly exciting. So what's coming up this week, Neil? Well, there we go. So, so Ian, what's coming up this week? Cut into the chase.
This Wednesday, 25th of March, John Moores, the fine arts students, they have their degree show in June, I think it is, or May or June. Late May. And they always have to do some fundraising to make a good show and produce their catalogue and so on. And so they're having a fundraising event in the Caledonia on Wednesday with music, music from 15 Stories High, Dead Sounds and more. So that's the Caledonia from 8 o'clock onwards. The Caledonians on Catherine Street.
Otherwise known as the Cali.
That's right, the Cali. And it's just across the road from the Myrtle Street Art College, in fact. They're also on Wednesday, before that, in the afternoon. Terry Duffy's monument is in Liverpool Cathedral now. You can go along and see that. And he's giving a talk at 3 o'clock there in the Anglican Cathedral about his monument. That's the one that used to be in the... It was in Martin's Bank in Water Street during the biennial.
And what I'll do is, on the website, I'll put a link to the talk, the interview he gave you during the Liverpool Biennial.
That's right, yes, we interviewed him in Martin's Bank during the Biennial. It was an interesting interview, yes. Have a listen to that.
Also coming up on Wednesday, you know, Wednesday is looking like a fun-packed day, Organic Cherry. What's Organic Cherry? What's it all about?
Yeah, Organic Cherry is a new thing set up by the... Vinny and Luann Lawrence and Woods, who also do Culture Pool. And they're really into theatre and all kinds of culture, obviously. And so they've come up with this idea, and it's going to be launched at the Blue Coat this week, this Wednesday, the first one, 25th of March, from 7 o'clock onwards. It goes on all evening till about 11 o'clock. And it's all kinds of there's performance and theatre and poetry and stuff like that. And so what do they do? People can submit scripts. They've got a nice website, organiccherry.org.uk. There's a form there, you can submit scripts, and really just for people, anybody to just get involved, basically. And so one of the things they're doing is a challenge where they get together a writer, director and actors, and they'll take suggestions from the audience, and then they've got to go away and come back in a couple of hours with a piece of theatre. And while they're away doing that, there's a showcase of other actors, musicians, poets, etc. So exactly who's on, we don't know this week, but it sounds really interesting.
It does sound really interesting. Be interesting to see in 6 months' time how it's developed, and in a year's time, and see how it's moved on. I mean, that is us time travelling again.
I should just say it's a monthly thing, and it's always the last Wednesday of the month, I think. So, every month.
And if you want to submit a script, you can do, and I might well do, because I've got some very old scripts, which I think, would be interesting to hear people reading back. So that's Wednesday, and it is like a full day of fun. Thursday, starting quite early, 1 o'clock on Thursday. What's going on?
There's a talk at the Walker. We don't often mention these talks on the podcast, but they're regular things at the Walker and Lever and Tate and so on. Talks about by the curators or other people, experts on art, that work there, or Paul O'Keefe does some very good talks. And this one, this Thursday, the 26th, from just half an hour, 1 till 1:30, is one about the Fashion versus Sport exhibition. And Pauline Rushton, who was, I'm not sure if she's the curator or she was involved in the setting up of it anyway. And so they're free, but you need to try and collect a ticket from the Walker.
Now, also coming up late at Tate that night, and I was really hoping to get into this. Living Vicariously with Glenn Brown, with a special performance by APAT that night. a lively and experimental music collective from Liverpool who played Purgatory, I should say, a couple of weeks ago. This should be an absolutely fantastic night. I hear that APAT are actually launching their album that night, so it should be really good. Tell us a bit more.
Well, I think you've said most of it, except you said vicariously, I say vicariously.
Vicariously, everyone knows it's vicariously. But maybe we could do a song.
Yeah, living vicariously with Glenn Brown. And, yeah, the curator, Lauren Sillars, will do a tour. I think you have to pay for that. I think it's about £8 or something for that. Well, the evening starts at 6. I'm not sure what time the tour is, 6 till 9 in the evening. You can join Lauren Sillars doing a tour of the excellent Glenn Brown exhibition. And then you can listen to APAT performing in a foyer. And you can have a drink from the bar and have a nice evening. We might actually get along this week.
Yeah, okay, don't rub it in. Now, also the same night, Thursday the 26th of March, To Infinity and Beyond. I think mine was a lot better than yours. And now we're not talking... Oh, I can't even remember the name. Toy Story. We're not talking Toy Story. What are we talking about here?
Actually, what was the character's name in Toy Story? Can't remember.
It was Buzz Lightyear.
Buzz Lightyear. Yes, great. I really love that film. What is it? To Infinity and Beyond. Yeah, it's the same evening as Later Tate. So, yeah, okay, and an off fights at Novas CUC, Contemporary Urban Centre in Green Street. So may go there first, then go to Tate. And it's Debbie Ryan, the mosaic artist. Probably seen her stuff. She's exhibiting her mosaics a lot in this area over the past few years. I think it's the first time I've seen a solo show. So it's in the new gallery on the ground floor there. It's called the Foyer Gallery. And she's got the whole gallery to herself to show off the mosaics. She does more sculptural, some quite flat, you know, like a mural or something. And yeah, they look really good.
It's not your traditional mosaic, is it? It's much more sculptural. It's really interesting. It's mosaic, but different.
Yeah, it's funky. And she did one of the Superland Bananas as well. I think it was one of the ones that was in Clayton, near Clayton Square. They're by the under the big screen. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, that was a nice one. So yeah, so that's Debbie Ryan. Okay, that's well worth going down to have a look. Now, looking further ahead. Travelling in time again, yeah, there we go. We're losing days. Jane Hughes, Lines of Perception, Tuesday the 31st of March.
Yeah, Jane Hughes, really good artist, and she was in residence in... she was in Hope University, and I think she was also doing a lot of stuff for the John Moores after she'd graduated from there, and then she did a master's and things as well, I think. And she was... you know, John Moores has just moved to their new academy, and she was involved in doing loads and loads of drawings and so on of the building work that was going on and the move and so on. So it might be partly that, and also what the stuff she was doing at Hope Cornerstone. So I've only seen one or two images, but they look like really, really nice drawings.
So that's
didn't say where it was, did I? It's at Unity Theatre from Tuesday, the 31st of March. That's next Tuesday.
That's next Tuesday. Okay, so that's this week. Further ahead, Ian. Further ahead, you won't be here anymore. Further ahead, I'm going to die.
Ah, yes. Yeah, and I'm going to miss a few exhibitions while I'm away. Just briefly mention a couple. As the next exhibition at Egg Space is called On the Wall, and it's the Mark Makers artist collective featuring Claire Wheatman and others. The Mark Makers. Egg Space from Thursday, 2nd of April. And there's a convention from Planet Art Exchange, or PAX, as they're known.
Hold on. Mark Makers. I've never heard of them. I wanted to go, are they the people that go around the city and actually do spray painty kind of things? You know, the stencils? I really like some of those stencils. They're really cool. Is it the same Mark Makers, or shouldn't we say because we're recording this?
No, they're not. I don't know why they're called Mark, because they're various artists, and they're from not just Liverpool, all around the northwest, I think. So they've had exhibitions in places like Runcorn and so on. Name of the place in Runcorn called?
Brindley,
yes, that's the one. And they had stuff during the biennial. Claire Winkman draws, one of the things she does is draw people at an exhibition. She'll actually set up a screen, a vinyl, or a transparent screen, and she'll actually draw outlines of people as they're moving around, and so you come up with this lots of images of people. And that's one of the things she does. But yeah, it's nothing to do with marking the walls.
All right, that's okay. But Brindley, great art centre.
Yeah, it's very nice. I've been there once, very nice. Yeah.
So have I. Now, also coming up further ahead, as you were rudely interrupting me, convention, Planet Art Exchange, PAX. There was a PAX last year, wasn't there? I'm not sure if that was the PAX exhibition, took place in Tito's on Slater Street and various different art organisation buildings. So what's this one about?
Yeah, that was PAX 08. Now it's just PAX because 08's gone. And yeah, that was partly in the Blackie. There were artists there creating stuff in the Blackie, and also the exhibitions in Slater Street, Tito's and the International. And so now, yeah, they're back doing more similar stuff, but I don't think there's any exhibitions in Slater Street. It's just things going on at the Blackie. And there's a convention, there's all kinds of debates, and I haven't got the details here, but the details are on their website, which I haven't got here either. But there's a link from Art in Liverpool. And so it's a transnational community building, it says, not-for-profit organisation that uses art, culture and science to address socially divisive issues. And so, it's taking place at the Blackie.
Kind of ties into, you know, the FACT exhibition at the moment, doesn't it? The climate change exhibition. I say climate change, it's absolutely nothing to do with climate, but it is about change. Change. You should change. I should change.
Change and global and community and things like that, yeah. And I forgot to mention dates. It's from the 4th to the 8th of April. I think it's all free. I think you just need to see what's on and join in.
Good. I'm all for those kind of events where you see what's on and join in. Yeah. Now, also coming up further ahead, there's a private view at the Kerry Hand Gallery. This is Kerry Hand Gallery. It opens the 9th of April. Tell us about this. What's this about?
I can't tell you much, really. Just I know it's Matthew Holding, and it's called The Sons of Pioneers. And yes, it's at Kerry Hand, and opens on Thursday 9th of April from 6 o'clock. That's the private view. I'm just trying to remember. I've seen some images, and it looks like he builds things. builds things from stuff.
No. Somebody that actually builds things from stuff. Yeah, it's a bit like somebody who, you know, actually takes like pigments, mixes them with oil, or puts them on something.
Yeah, but this is 3D things made out of stuff.
Did you say you're going on holiday? I think you could do the holiday.
Yeah, you can tell I haven't researched this program properly. I'm busy packing my suitcase. but yeah, there's obviously full details on the website, and I just can't describe them, really. They look like made from wood and plastic, and very 3D structures. I don't know what they're meant to represent.
Well, it is quite a way off, so it's not surprising that you don't know a great deal about it. Yeah. But well, Ian, that's the end of another glorious show. I'd like to say, you know, well, have a really nice holiday. I'll be getting a bit of a break as well, thank goodness. And I'd also like to say, well, thanks very much for the, thank you very much.
Thank you.
And hope you enjoy listening and tune back in again soon. Bye-bye for now.